Have you ever felt that nagging sense that you're capable of so much more? That somewhere within you lies untapped brilliance waiting to be unleashed? In The Genius Zone, psychologist Gay Hendricks reveals a revolutionary concept that has transformed thousands of lives, including Oprah Winfrey's. This isn't just another self-help theory, it's a practical approach to genius as an innate capacity we all possess. The question isn't whether you have genius within you, but rather, what's keeping you from living in your genius zone? Imagine spending most of your time doing what you most love while making your greatest contribution to the world. This possibility isn't just inspiring, it's transformative. Your genius isn't some rare gift bestowed upon the chosen few, it's your birthright, waiting to be claimed. The journey begins with understanding what blocks your access to this extraordinary potential. The key to accessing your genius lies in the deceptively simple genius move, a practice that works in critical moments when you can step into your highest potential. These opportunities occur hundreds of times daily, yet most of us miss them. The fundamental insight: unhappiness stems from trying to control things beyond our power. Consider your recent moments of misery. Were you obsessing over someone's opinion, a past mistake, or an uncertain future? The genius move follows a clear sequence. Notice unhappiness in your body. Ask, what am I trying to control that's not within my power? Wonder about this without demanding an immediate answer. Declare whatever you've identified as outside your control. Finally, identify a positive action you can actually control and take it. The physical relief is immediate, a sense of expansion, easier breathing, and liberation. One client described it as a whole-body hum of aliveness. This creates a virtuous cycle that reinforces the practice, becoming a positive addiction with only beneficial side effects. You can let go either by completely releasing something or by letting something be without controlling it. Life provides endless opportunities to practice this skill. Fear-based negative thinking is the greatest obstacle to genius. Most of us waste mental energy on uncontrollable concerns, others' opinions, past events, or future uncertainties, causing suffering and physical symptoms like tension headaches and disrupted sleep. Our struggle with negative thinking ends only when we acknowledge we have no control over it. Both fighting thoughts with self-criticism and forcing positivity fail. The key insight: attempting to control negative thoughts keeps them stuck. The breakthrough comes when we accept our lack of control, allowing us to redirect energy toward what we can actually change. Create a metaphorical red file for uncontrollable concerns and a green file for actionable items. When caught dwelling on worries, pivot to green file actions to break the rumination cycle and channel energy toward meaningful progress. Unconscious mental chaos often stems from leaving situations and communications incomplete. These unfinished elements act like alarms, interrupting our peace until addressed. Nature signals these vacuums through anxiety, recurring thoughts, and physical symptoms. Many relationship conflicts originate from childhood incompletions replaying in adulthood. Unresolved parental feelings manifest as trust issues, while our internal excuses typically signal issues needing attention. When we hide truth from others or ourselves, we create burdens affecting our sleep, work, and relationships. The moment we finally tell the truth, we experience liberation, even if the immediate reaction is difficult. Honesty brings relief, though uncomfortable truths aren't always appreciated. Completion extends beyond relationships to all life areas. Unfinished projects, delayed decisions, and postponed conversations drain our energy. Addressing these incompletions frees mental resources for more productive pursuits. What conversations have you left unfinished? What truths remain unexpressed? What projects linger half completed? Each completion creates space for genius to emerge. you'll never be genuinely happy without a lifelong courtship of your true creativity. Your creativity needs daily wooing, making space and time, speaking with kindness, and celebrating its existence. Creating a safe, welcoming inner space for creativity is crucial. No external environment can compensate for its absence. Appreciate your creativity through both gratitude and engagement. True creativity emerges from genuine wonder, the mind roaming freely without criticism. Wonder creates a pleasant bodily sensation creative people learn to savor. Wonder, questions, propel creativity into action, offering not single right answers, but infinite exploration. Questions like, "What do I most passionately want to learn?" inspire multiple worthy paths. The genuine of wondering contains no criticism. It's the sound of your mind opening to possibilities. Identifying your three essential wonder questions helps focus on what would profoundly change your life if answered. While physical space matters for creativity, don't make it a prerequisite. If organization isn't your strength, find someone who delights in creating order rather than fighting your natural tendencies. Most people waste creative energy in three restrictive boxes that prevent accessing their true genius. The incompetence box contains things you're not good at, like taxes or technical tasks, yet waste energy trying to do anyway. Creative professionals often deplete valuable energy struggling with tasks they'll never master. The competence box holds things you're good at, but others could do equally well. Routine tasks creating a false sense of productivity while consuming time better spent elsewhere. The excellence box, where most genius energy gets burned, contains activities you excel at and are well paid for. This seductive box brings recognition and rewards, becoming a gilded cage keeping you from your true genius work. When Hendrix tracked his activities, he discovered he spent 90% of his time in these boxes and only 10% doing what he truly loved. Escaping required developing delegation skills and overcoming perfectionism. The excellence box proved hardest to leave. When you're excellent at something, people always want more, initially flattering, but ultimately unfulfilling. As an old joke suggests, instructions for escaping the box are written on the outside. You often need someone else's perspective to see your patterns clearly. Beyond the three boxes lies the genius spiral, a path of unlimited growth and creative expression that energizes rather than depletes. Track your journey with markers for different time frames, 1 year, 5 years, and a deathbed marker for your entire life. The path to your genius zone requires practical tools. Monitor your breathing as it reflects your emotional state. When stressed, address the source to break tension cycles. For handling fear, try physical techniques like wiggling instead of freezing, taking a sumo stance instead of fleeing, or making fluid movements instead of becoming rigid. Identify your genius through honest self-reflection. What do you love doing most? What produces the highest abundance to time ratio? What work doesn't feel like work? Look for common themes to distinguish your true genius from areas of mere excellence. Until we choose our own life purpose, we unconsciously serve someone else's. Your genius isn't a distant achievement, but your natural birthright. Imagine spending 80% of your time in activities that energize you. The journey begins with embracing your inherent genius today.